Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Māori Health Leader Queen Te Pania Palmer has died at her home in Wellington. Miss Te Pania Palmer from Te Aupouri, Ngāti Kahu and Ngāti Pāua trained as a registered nurse. She was appointed by the National Heart Foundation in 1989 as the first director to create a specific response to Māori heart failure, creating Te Hotu Manawa Māori, now Toing Tangata. She went on to play a role in the creation of a number of significant Māori health initiatives in the 1990s, including Ngāti Hine Health Trust, Ngāti Poro Haora, a Māori nursing midwifery service, and four Māori health service centres in the Auckland region. Ms Te Pania Palmer served for 18 years on the Waitemata and Auckland DHBs and was a director of the Health Quality and Safety Commission. Her tangi is at Kirikiri Roa Marae in Hamilton. After the funeral service on Wednesday morning, she will be taken by whānau to her final resting place in Kai Aua. Haere, haere, haere atu rā ki te okiokinga, ki te kainga tūturu mō tātou te tangata. Te Pāti Māori's Ikaroa Rāwhiti candidate Meka Whaitiri says the only number she's taking out of the Career Research Whakaata Māori poll of her electorate is the 29% undecided. The poll released before last week's televised candidates debate put Labour's Kushla Tungaire Martin 6 points ahead, despite Ms Whaitiri having held the seat for a decade. She says after 2 years of the COVID pandemic and then a series of extreme weather events, engagement with the election is low, but Te Pāti Māori has a strong ground game.
It's hard to reach whānau. And so they don't even come out to the candidate debates, but the ones I'm meeting in their homes, in their gathering places, and their realisation that they need to get them to vote is giving me great heart, because they're not your mainstream voters. So there's this absolute groundswell, which won't be shown on anyone's polls. They've got their own channels of communicating, and with one key leader puts a word out, it resonates amongst their community, and that's what I'm seeing.
Meka Whaitiri. Sports commentator Ken Laban says the New Zealand Warriors will look forward to next year with great optimism. The team went down to the Brisbane Broncos on Saturday 42-12. Laban says overwhelming popularity with Māori and Pacific Island fans definitely helped carry the team this year, and its performance helped spark interest in the whole NRL competition.
This year they won 16 games, got through to the last four, played in front of capacity crowds. And again, they're an absolute crucial part of the game's resurgence and interest in television viewers and grand attendances.
Ken Laban says the Warriors will now be seen by many top Australian players as a viable future option rather than a career setback. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!